Today's share of Mishnah Buriyomi is Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. And we're in the second volume of the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah, and we will, Mitzvah Hashem, begin and end an entire simon of Shulchan Aruch today, simon Kuv Tzadi Dalet, which deals with additional halachos of Zimun. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Shlosha Sha'ochlu Kiechot, you have three people eating together, there's a Chiv of Zimun. Vishachachu, however, they unfortunately forgot or didn't realize that they had to bench Mezimun, and each of them benched individually. Uberach kol echod li atzmo, and each person benched individually. So what should they do now? So unfortunately, the Mechaber tells us, Batal mehem azimun, they have lost the opportunity to bench Mezimun, the ein yecholim lachzor ulazamin lemafriya, and they can't go and retroactively try to go and complete this brach of Zimun together because they've already benched. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nalef, they can't go and say Nevarech Elokeinu because they've already benched. The Lamai Yizamnu Ze'ezeh, because in what way are they going to be mizaming each other over here? In what way are they going to say, let us bench together? Harikvar Berchu Birchas Hamazon. They've already completed the benching. They Loshum Zimun Elosh Echod Yizamein Hashnayim. And the idea of Zimun is that one should, so to say, invite the other two. Shiu Muchonim, they should be prepared. Umezumanim and ready. Litzarif Yachad Lebirchas Hamazon. They should all go and bench together. And therefore, once they've already benched, the opportunity to bench Zimun is gone, and they can't at the end go back and just say the Rebosai Nevarech part. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein, the same halach applies, in Berachu Shnayim Mehem. If two of them went and benched and forgot to say Zimun, so they can't go and redo the Zimun with a third person who hasn't yet benched. And this is clearly outlined by the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halach and Dibra Maslu, V'chein in Berachu Shnayim Mehem. Rotsu Lomar, Chafetz Chaim is telling us that the Mechaber is saying, the Ein Yecholim Lachzor Ulitztarif Imashlishi, the two people that already benched can't go back and combine with a third person who hasn't yet benched, L'Potro Ayidam Mehazimun, to go and exempt him from the mitzvah of Zimun. Ein Shnayim Nigrorim Acharechot, because the two people can't follow the one. The two people have already finished, and therefore the one, unfortunately, is left unable to say the Zimun. The im chabura acheres or shlosha yesh layin. Could he go and participate with a different chabura? That's a different question. Or mistava the yuchalut star. The Chofetz Chaim says he probably can in that situation go and join with them. Dari nifrash mechabura shuchia, because he has been removed from his own chabura of chiyuv, from his own obligation over here with these other people, shegam hem chayavim madayin, because they also are obligated, elo she'en lehem takonim, b'nei she'en zimun mafreya, but they unfortunately can't fulfill their obligation. When we call makom tzorachin, however, the Chofetz Chaim says he's left with a tzorachin over here, achim yochel imoa ma'at bevadi mitzdar, but the best eitz would be for him to eat a little bit with the other people, and then he would be able to mitzdar with them. And this would be true even with the Shnayim, even with the two people that had already benched, if they ate some more, he would be able to bench with them Bezimun. The Mechaber continues and he says, Avolim Shochach Echod Mehenu Berach, if only one of the people went and benched, and the other two still are obligated in Zimun and in benching, Hashnayim Yecholim Lazamin in Mashlishi, Afa Pishkoi Berach, then they can go and bench Zimun, even though the third person is already benched, because Yochol Omar, he's able to say with them, Baruch Shochanu Mishalo, he can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. Vem Yotzi Nidechov HaZimun, V'hu Eni Yotzi HaZimun. And these two people that haven't yet benched will be Yotze. Unfortunately, the guy that already benched, while he can allow them to say the Zimun, he is not Yotzi the Baruch of Zimun, She'ein Zimun L'mafreya, because as we've already pointed out, you can't retroactively go do the Zimun. Once you've been Yotze the benching, you can't do Zimun for yourself. But he still is able to go and allow the other two to do Zimun. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains, Dor b'emes m'chuyiv b'zimunu, because technically he still is obligated in Zimun too. She'ochal imon b'yachad, because he did eat with them. Unfortunately, Elishen lo takana, he has no option over here because he already benched. Mishum shekvar beirach, as I just said, he already benched. Bein zimun l'mafrein, we can't go and retroactively go and do the zimun. However, lochein mahani hitzdar furuso, he can combine with them al koponim shiu heim yotzi mayado, that they should be able to be yotzi with him because he still technically is obligated, and albeit he can't go and fulfill the obligation himself, he can't allow them to fulfill the obligation. Dear Shufut number 3 brings down, in this fashion, the Chazon Ish adds, and he says, She'ein otzorich lishmoa sabrocha rishona atzov birchas hazon. Normally, as we pointed out previously, everybody should listen to the person who's leading the Zimun and let him say the entire first brocha out loud, concluding with hazon es hakol. So in this situation, he doesn't have to do that. She'ein otzorich bo me'achar shikvar bircha, because he's not really connected to the brocha of hazon es hakol. He already benched, so he doesn't have to technically sit and listen to the Bezamin say that brocha out loud, but he can't allow them to bench Bezimun. The Ramon now speaks up and he says, Hagah, v'im ha'echad zimeinim acherim, if this one person went and was mezamin with other people, then af shnayim hanisharim en yichol mazan. Then the two people that are left behind, they can't use him anymore because now he's been yotze his zimun with the other group that he went to, and therefore there are only two people and they don't have anybody to finish off the third necessary for zimun. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Hainu, Shebol Chabur Shel Shoshto. This third person from their group went off and joined either another group of three, or Afilu Shebol Shnayim Besov Sudasim, or he joined two other people that were at the end of their meal, V'yochal Imo Ma'at, he ate with him a little bit, which, as we've explained previously, allows them to make a benching bezimun. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains further, they're not allowed to go and bench in this situation because the benching of Zim, with Zimun has been taken away from them by the fact that he was Yotze, his brach of Zimun. And this is talking about Al Ho'echot, Mibnei Shekvar Yotze, Dechov Zimun. They can't go and join with this person who left them and who benched Zimun with the other group. He can't come back and join them because he's already fulfilled his obligation of Zimun, and then there are only two of them that have this obligation of Zimun. However, Mihut, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, if another person joins them from the shuk, as long as he joins and eats with them, he can now make them have the obligation of Zimun, and all three of them now can bench Zimun, the two old ones and the new person who joined them. As long as he eats something with them, the chiv Zimun shalhem lo nifka b'shul osun shazimein, because the two people that ate there originally with the third person, their chiv of Zimun never left them. They just didn't have anybody else to do it with, but now that they have a third person, they can go and bench Zimun. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down, Vim Zimin im acherim, v'lo b'irach adayim b'irchas ha-mazon. If the third person left them, and he listened to the Zimun of another group, but he didn't bench it himself, so then, according to the Magen Avraham in Simin Reish, shuv einu yochel lezamin im harishonim, then that also doesn't allow him to go and bench back with the original people, with Zimun. And he brings down over there, Shehar Evan Ezer Cholek. The Evan Ezer disagrees with this, and says, yes, he could join them and be mezamin with them. The opinion of the Chazon Ish, Shimshuv Ochlu Yachad Yicholun Lazamin. He says, if this third person then ate something with them, then he definitely is able to go and bench with them as Zimun. Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down another opinion from the Chazon Ish, and he writes, Shalav Davka Echo Ben Ashuk. When the Mishnah Berurah said over here that a third person joins them, it means a third unrelated person. El Af HaYochel SheBeirach, even the person who went off and benched with another group, he could go and return to them, Yochel LaShuv, as long as it's Tarif Yitom LeZimun, as long as he eats. Al Yidei SheYochel Imon Dover Ba. As long as that third person comes back and eats something new with them, then they can also bench BeZimun. Doesn't have to be a person unrelated to them coming in from the Shuk, Lav Davka, like the Mishnah Berurah said. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shlosha Sha'achlu, three people that ate together, V'yotzer Echamim Lashuk, and one of them had to go off to the marketplace, but he hasn't yet benched. And they can reach him, and they can call to him and say, listen to our benching. Korin Oso, they yell out to him, Umodim Lo Shirotim Lazami, and they say, we're going to bench, listen, even though he's far away. Kadeshi Echavim, so as long as he listens to them, V'yitztarif Imam, and can combine with them, V'yana Imam B'yachazimun. Then the two people that are remaining can bench with Zimun. One of them says, Rabbasai Nevarech, the third person who's out there in the Shuk can go and hear them, so this way they are able to be Yotzei the Zimun, the Yotzei Yidei Chavosim, and all three of them are Yotzei, their obligation to bench with Zimun, even though, Afalpi, Sheino Ba, the Yoshev Imam, even though the third person who went off to the market is not physically with them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Hei explains, Lishmo Birchas HaZimun. He has to go and hear this bracha of Zimun, Rabbosai Nevarech, that they're saying. Sivkot Vav, V'yan Imam, and he has to answer them. Avolim Eino Oneh, Ein Mezam No Lav. If he doesn't answer, when the person who's leading the benching says, Rabbosai Nevarech, if he doesn't say, Yehi Shem Hashem Baruch V'Tov Yalom, B'Shus Baranam, Rabbosai Nevarech Shachal Mishalo, Baruch Shachal Mishalo Tzvachinu, if he doesn't make the appropriate responses, so then he is not Yotzei. Why? Mishum de'eno omed imam, because he's not with them. But, however, if he actually had been with them, avolim haya omed imam, then the halach is, avim eino on imam, even if he didn't respond, nevertheless, they can be doing zimun with him, mizamun alav bal korcho, even though he doesn't respond, their zimun counts. As we will learn, it's Hashem, kibur l'kamen in simun reish, in the shiur bracha, in the mogin giborim, the yirabah, in teretz beis, over there, that's all discussed when we get to simun reish. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin explains that they fulfilled their obligation of Zimun with one guy in the marketplace. And he too fulfills, as long as he heard them and answered, so he too fulfills his obligation of Zimun. Sivkot Nches, Shein Oba, even though he doesn't come and sit with them, Elusha Omeid Neged HaPesach, where does he have to be? He's by the opening to the house that they're eating in, Besomuch Lehem, somewhat near to them. And Ayin in Siman Nun Hey Siv Chav, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we've learned previously in Siman Nun Hey Siv Chav, the Mavur Shem, it explains over there, the Miyesh Tinuf Bein Tayim, if there is some sort of waste between them that would not be allowed to daven in the presence of such Tinuf, Mafsik, it does interrupt them and they can't be combined together in this situation. Yeshivut number 11 brings down for the Prima Godim, Shemash Metzatzorech Shia Roim Zezet, it's also required that they see each other, not just be within hearing distance of each other. And Yeshivut number 12 brings down for the Mishnah Brua back there in Sivkot and Samach Dalit. And Simen Nun Hei, Shafilu Meruchok Me'atinuf, Yosem Yarba Amos, Enomol. Even if he's not physically within 4 Amos of the Tinuf, of the waste, of the excrement over here, it doesn't help us. Because if the Tinuf is separating between him and the other people, that is a separation. It, so to say, precludes the Kodesh Baruch Hu from being there together with them, and therefore they're not able to be Yotzi in that situation. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Ukishigmor in Yano, Yavu Abai, Sosha Ochosham, Vivarch Bechasamozo. The guy that went out to the marketplace, he still has to come back and bench. So when he's done whatever he's doing in the marketplace, he answered to the Zimun, now he has to go back to the place where he ate and bench over there. That's in the name of the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down Miu. However, Im Nishtar Shom Ad Gemar Birchas HaMazon V'Kivin Libo Lot says, if he listened to the entire benching over there, was able to hear it, and intended to be Yotzi with the person who was leading the benching, and that person had intention to be Yotzi him, of course, Yotzi De Birchas HaMazon, then in fact he did fulfill his obligation to bench, Ein Tzorich Luvarach. He doesn't have to go bench again, and he doesn't have to go back to the place where he ate to bench again, because he doesn't have to bench again. Now the Mechaber says, V'Hani Mila B'Shlosha, that's when you're dealing with 3 people, and 1 person went back to the market. I will be asar if you're dealing with 10 people. Kivin shetzrichim lahaskir sashem, since they have to say nevarach alokeinu, enam etstar from atshivov yeshivamot. Then in that situation, the fact that he can hear them out in the marketplace, that won't allow them to say Hashem's name. With 10, he has to come back and sit with them in order to say Hashem's name. And then the Ramah says, "Va'in lekam in simin reish, look in simin reish, ad hechon birchas hazimun." What exactly are the definitions of the birchas hazimun, which will be discussed further in simin reish, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes points out in Sif Beis over there. Well, if he made the pasuk shom Ramah, and according to what the Ramah says over there, tzarech ha'onah lahamtin ad sheigmeru birchas hazon, as we've already pointed out and will be stated over there, the end of the zimun is really the conclusion of the entire first bracha, hazon es hakol. Now we go to Sif Gimel. And the Chaver says, Shlosha sh'ochlu ki'echod, you have 3 people eating together. Ve'ein echod mehem yodea kol birchas hamazon. And nobody knows the entire benching. Ella, echod yodea bracha rishona. One of them knows the first bracha. He knows hazan es hakol. That's all he learned in school. Ve'echod ashnia. And the second person knows the bracha al oretz al hamazon. That's all he knows. He doesn't know the first. He doesn't know the third. Ve'echod ashlishis. And interestingly enough, the third person only knows the bracha of rachim noah. And he knows, Bonei Barachmai Yishalayim, Amen, and that's all that he knows. He doesn't know the first 2. So what do they do in this situation? Chayavim Bezimun. They are obligated to bench Bezimun together. And how do they bench in this fashion? Person number 1 says the first bracha. Person number 2, who knows only the second brother, says that bracha. And person number 3, who only knows the third bracha, says the third bracha. And they have intention to be motzi each every other person with the bracha that they know. And that is perfectly good. Now, the Mechaber continues and he points out, even though none of them know the fourth bracha, that's not a big deal over here, because the fourth bracha is midi rabbanon, and if they don't know it, it doesn't exempt them from saying the first 3 that they do collectively between the 3 of them know. Then the Mechaber tells us, however, if nobody knows the full bracha, but let's say one person knows half of the first bracha and another person knows the other half of the first bracha, then they don't bench according to the Mechaber. If one person only knows a half of the bracha and somebody else will finish off the second half of that bracha, then they don't bench. Because a single bracha of the benching cannot be broken up into the 2 components. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel. In Sivkot and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says, "The echad mehem yodea kol birchas hamazon," because if in fact one of them knew the entire benching, then, bivadai, certainly, nachon shehu yivarach kol ha-brachos, it would be much more preferable for that one person to say all 3 brachos, v'yotziyem yidei chavosim, and to be motzi the other 2 people, rather than, v'lo l'chalik birchas hamazon, l'prokim, prokim, rather than have one person who happens to know all 3, say just the one that the others don't know, and then have the person number 2 say the second bracha which he knows, and have the third person say the third bracha that he knows. It's better not to do it that way, but to rather have one person say all 3 brachos. Sivkot Yud Aleph, Bracha Rishona, This is besides the bracha of Zimun, which we said they have to do. The first person who knows the first bracha also knows how to be mezamin. That the person says, Rabosai Nevarach, he knows the nusach of the Zimun, and he also knows the first bracha, so he's the one that says both the Zimun and the first bracha. Sivkot Yud Beis. They call Echad Yivarach, and each of them says the bracha that they know. Rotz Loma, the Mishnah is telling us the Mechaber means to say, V'yichavim hotzi es chaveiro. Each of them obviously has to have in mind to be motzei the other two people, and the other two people should have in mind to be yotzei with the person who said the bracha. Finally, Sivkot Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, the fourth bracha, the Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv, Lav Daraisehi, as we've mentioned already many times, it's a bracha derabbanan, and therefore, Lefikach, Eino Ma'akevis LaSholosh Brachos. If you don't know the bracha derabbanan, it doesn't exempt you from saying the bracha Daraisa that you do know, or the three brachas Daraisa over here, and therefore, it's not Ma'akev, it doesn't prevent you from saying it. Umashma Mizeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, it appears from this, the Bi'achas Misholosh Brachos HaKodmim, if any of the first three brachos that are deraisa, im ein echod mehem sheyodeh osa, if they didn't, for example, know one of the first three brachos, then they're in trouble. Ma'akev shelo yivrachu klal. Then, if they don't know, let's say, the second bracha, they can't say, well, let's do the first and the third, we know those. But if you don't know all three of the first three brachos that are deraisa, if you only know two of them, you can't say those two, according to the first understanding here of the Mishnah Berurah, but you're not allowed to bench at all. Because the brachos ma'akvos zo es zo. Because you need to say all three, or you can't say any of them at all. That's the first opinion that's brought down over here. The issue footnote number 16 says, in regards to the order of the brachos, so the Ber Heitev in Sivkot and Beis brings down the Shelus Tshuva's Dvar Shmuel, she say there are brachos ma'akiv, that the order is also ma'akiv, and if you say 2-3-1, that's no good as well. However, he brings down that the Chazon Ish is histapik im hu ma'akiv b'dievet, whether this truly is preventing you from saying it b'dievet. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, however, not everybody agrees with this opinion that if you don't know all three of the first brachos, you can't say any that you do know. V'yesh poskim sesovrim. He brings down others that disagree. Daf min haTorah chayiv levarachosam, that you have a chiv to bench min haTorah, even only the first bracha, or only the second bracha, or only the third bracha. Whatever you know, you should bench. Mikol makom ein ma'akvo zo zo. While you're supposed to say all three, they're not ma'akev. Ulefikach, and therefore, Misha and Yodel of our Kol HaBrachos, if somebody doesn't know how to say all three, V'yav Shalol Likol HaBaki Shiyotzi HaBirichas HaMazon, and there's nobody else that they can call to please say it for them. In this situation, Sarach Lovarach HaKol HaPonim HaBracha Shiyodiosa. So you should say whichever bracha or brachos you do know, even if you can't say all three. How do we paskin? Ulin Yandina, the Mishnah Berurah says, Halacha L'maisa, Im Ocha K'dei Sviya, if you ate to Satiti, when you're obviously obligated to bench Midda Araisa, Tachi of Birchas HaMazon Shalom Humin HaTorah, Yesh Lahach Mir Keshita Zo Ulavarachosa. Then one should rely upon this opinion that says you are obligated to bench the bracha that you do know, because Safik Brachos Lahach Mir in this situation, and therefore better to bless the one blessing that you do know, or even the two that you do know, and not say it's Ma'akev. That concludes today's shir. And Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalit.